After 3 decades of extraordinary growth, China's world-beating economy is rapidly slowing as its trade war with the United States continues to bite at home. Economic growth in China ebbed as expected to 6.2% in the 3 months to June. That is the slowest pace since 1992. Australia is highly dependent on China's economic success story continuing, but investors are becoming increasingly nervous that a trade deal with the US remains a long way off. Here's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
It's never a surprise when official forecasts in China come in on track, but it's rare for Chinese officials to speak of mitigating factors instead of the usual stellar growth story of the past 3 decades. So with growth down to 6.2%, the slowest pace since the early 1990s, National Bureau of Statistics spokesman Mao Shandong was talking global without specifically mentioning that particular trade war with the United States.
The economic conditions are still complicated and severe both at home and abroad. Global economic growth is slowing down, the external instabilities and uncertainties are increasing, the unbalanced and inadequate development at home is still acute, and the economy is under new downward pressure.
Enter Iris Peng, Greater China Economist for ING in Hong Kong, for a translation.
It is a very low growth number for China. 6.2 means that we are dialing the clock back to 1990.
Iris Peng says the trade standoff between Beijing and Washington has taken a bite out of Chinese growth, with US tariffs hurting Chinese exports.
It is the trade war and the technology war that is dampening the growth. And therefore, if exports fall, production activities also fall. That means there is a large chunk of activities in the economy that has disappeared.
The softer, though still extraordinary growth of 6.2% had Donald Trump on Twitter, ramping up the rhetoric that China knows it has to do a trade deal very soon.
The United States tariffs are having a major effect on companies wanting to leave China for non-tariffed countries. Thousands of companies are leaving. This is why China wants to make a deal.
I think the drag from the trade war is certainly an annoyance to Beijing that they would like to resolve if possible.
But China analyst Andrew Coughlin says Beijing is not about to blink.
It would really be seen as capitulating to the Americans. Both President Xi and President Trump have realized that there is political value in continuing the trade war, in having a boogeyman that you can point to both to excuse your poor economic results as well as to provide focus for your political party as it works towards its implementing its political agenda.
The stakes are high for Australia with a trade truce barely on the horizon, as Australian coal imports remain stranded in Chinese ports. And if those restrictions continue into next year, that could put a spike into Australia's own softening economy.
Senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.